Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
K-Rock, we are finding Ali's show. Good morning, and how the hell goes it? Welcome to your Monday. Hopefully you had a decent weekend. Lots going on, and now we're full-on in holiday mode. Ali said she was at Costco over the weekend. It's full-on Christmas there.
Oh, my
there.
God, a mob of people.
We have completely just...
It was the frenzy. You could feel the frenzied energy.
The holiday frenzy is here. Halloween felt like it took a while to get to. Then it happened. And now we've just moved right on. And let's just be the first to wish you a happy 2025. Congratulations. We've made it.
I estimate that today is the day I will get the what do you want for Christmas text from my mother.
Oh, it's going
to be today. I'm surprised I haven't gotten it already.
That's because she was traveling, probably.
Yes.
According to our last conversation, 818 says maybe Gen Zers could afford a job if they stopped spending all their money on Hailey Bieber shakes at Irwan. I guess that's part of it. People are prioritizing differently now. And the reality is, this used to be the time of year where, like, maybe you'd get a catalog or something where you'd be like, oh, man, that's a bunch of stuff I want. But at least you'd only get that once a year. But now you scroll around Instagram, TikTok, you're seeing 25 things a day you want. And it's never been easier to, you know, click, click, click and order and don't even think about how I'm going to pay for that until later. Yeah. Just put it on a couple of credit cards.
We're all about immediate gratification.
And then by the time the thing arrives, you haven't even had time to process. Did I need it? Do I want it? I was reading something the other day. Try to get control of finances, and it said, like, you know, what you're really supposed to do is if you see something you want, you're supposed to, like, sit on it for a week, not do anything for 1 week, and realize that really you're more caught up in the feeling like you want it than the actual wanting it.
I do that.
And
I'll sit on it.
No, that's the problem. It's too easy. It's like, oh, but if I click now, oh, and there's like a little ticking clock, and you're like, speed sale, flash sale.
No, I have a list and that I have on my phone notes, and then I will go over the list occasionally and be like, do I still need that? Damn it. And then I'll kind of review, and then at one point I'll do like a big Amazon thing.
I was doing that thing for a while where I was going through the feeling of adding to the cart without doing the checkout because I felt like you got almost the same rush if you were on Amazon. You're like, oh, sweet, add to cart, add to cart.
It's there, I'm getting it.
But then a couple of times with my stupid dumb thumbs, I would just, like, a bunch of boxes would show up. And I'd be like, oh, damn it, is everything I had in the cart? And then I got to, like, decide, do I go one by one and try to bring it back? And
you have to think about if it's worth it for you to return it. Like, is it worth me going by the post office or UPS store or whatever to drop it off? I don't know.
It is, unless I've got to print my own label, in which case, forget it. That one, I'm just stuck with. I know it. So, anyway, this hour, we got lots to get into. If you want to join the show, you're more than welcome to. The phone's open at 800-520-1067. You can call, you can text. And the GOAT line is always there when we're not. 844-956-GOAT. Riveting messages from over the weekend. We'll get to some of those next. K-Rock, Klein Ellie Show. Here for you when we're not. The GOAT line is. That number is 844-956-GOAT. Someone made a very interesting observation about how Jake is slowly devolving into one-armed Gary.
Hey, guys. Happy Sunday. Or, I guess, Monday. So, anyways, I've got further proof that Jake will eventually turn into one-armed Gary. Get ready. Both of them have ladies named Tina.
I'm with you.
Yeah, he's turning into Gary. Oh, boy.
There's no bigger fan
of... talk about further proof. Where's the initial proof?
Is that it?
That's all she's got so far, but she's building a case. But
I like it.
You and One-Armed Gary, you guys do have a lot in common in the sense you both you live together in Vegas for a couple of nights, right?
What are you talking about? Stop trying to reach for something that doesn't exist.
Did he not stay with you in Vegas?
Yeah, because it was part of a bit, because I'm a nice guy.
Aren't you like a huge fan of his? Like, you think he can do no... You're his biggest fan also.
I am a big Gary fan.
You both like obscure music.
And you would both eat things you found in an ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he would eat things in an ashtray. I would.
You have a similar uniform. He wears the same thing most of the time.
Yeah, you guys all wear like the free rock shirts and stuff.
Yeah, I think he does wear jorts.
Hey, are you gambling? Is it true or false you're gambling on the election? You're betting money tomorrow on the election? Or
I actually just bet money just now.
Really? I'm looking at these odds, Allie. You want to gamble a little bit on the election? You can bet real money.
I don't feel right doing that.
Why do you say?
Because
unless it with a friend.
So you're just betting a friend money?
Yeah, we bet the last election, and he wanted to bet again, and I was like, I don't know, but I just texted him back, said I'm in.
How much really? Betting?
$100.
Wow, Jake, that's a lot.
I know.
You know, right now,
you know how many jorts you could buy with that?
I'm looking at these odds right now. Who'd you get for $100, Jake?
I got Kamala.
She's the...
All you have to bet on, Klein, is Pennsylvania. Who wins it. Is whoever wins Pennsylvania wins the whole thing.
Did you get odds or no? Because I'm looking here.
No, we're straight up, just like we were last 4 years ago.
Straight up, but you're not playing the odds, though, because according to these, I'm on a couple of different books right now. Trump's favored on a couple of... I mean, it depends on which gambling site you're into, but...
The right-wing ones or the left-wing ones?
Well, no, I mean, she's the underdog right now, as far as gambling is concerned. So, obviously with gambling, they change the odds to try to get they try to even out both sides because they just want to collect the juice in the middle.
Do you think that they would put him as the odds-on favorite simply because he's been president before?
Probably not. I'm sure they've got their reasoning why. Yeah. I'm sure that's all like the same reason with sports. They put in all the stats and they figure it out. I mean, the odds are right that it's always been a man and that done it before and this and that.
White is always a plus in that column usually.
White's bonus minus 188 a week ago. The odds are shifting a little bit. Now it's minus 138, so he's less of a favorite right now.
Are you going to bet on this?
I got to look at it. I mean, the answer is I would like to put some action on it.
You know what you should bet on is when we will have an answer.
Well, there's a couple things I like, and some of them are not the actual winner, but it's a lot of that sort of stuff. When are we going to have an answer?
Will the answer be contested?
Right, all that stuff. But it's hard because some of these... It's very hard for a lot of these to prove. Trump is plus 140. See, you can actually get him as an underdog, too. So it depends where you go. It's pretty split, man, across the board here. It's weird because you can, as you know, depending on what you follow and what you're into, you could look at some narrative now that's going to show a landslide in one direction. You could look at another narrative that's going to show a landslide in another direction. And I'm looking here just good old-fashioned odds and gambling, and it shows it's pretty split.
Can you pick, victory song?
No, there used to be ones you could do, like what tie, like, I mean, I don't know if this would work for her, but like what color tie. There was a lot of bets you could make.
What color pantsuit? You can go that with her.
As of the 4th, is today the 4th?
Yeah.
As of today, roughly, it's pretty split. Trump is a slight favorite to win at minus 138. She's plus 120. I'm looking at four or five different
sites. These numbers are weight, by the way.
This is just weight. He's going to be 120 pounds overweight. That's what I'm... And I'm going to take the over on that. I feel good about it. For a while, every news story was about the Dodgers, and then the Dodgers won the World Series, and then it immediately shifted now to everything being about the election, which is happening tomorrow, and it's very hard to find any news at all that is not focused on perhaps the biggest story currently, which is the presidential election. We found one story, only one story in the news that did not involve anything election-related, Allie, and this is it.
It is the priciest steak you can buy, but if your local restaurant is offering Kobe beef, there's a good chance that that is not what they're selling.
They decided to go with a completely different angle. They said, forget about it. The politics too polarizing. Let's focus on Kobe beef.
On scam meat.
People, Allie was saying, it's been a bad year for meat in general. There was the big Boar's Head recall and people were dying. And then there was some other meat thing you brought
11 million pounds of pre-cooked meat.
Costco shifted moving their rotisserie chickens from those great little biodomes into the bags.
Oh, my God. It's so annoying.
It's been a rough year for meat. And now, apparently, if you're one of these people that likes to flex about eating Kobe meat, Kobe steaks, you're probably not eating that at all, according to this in-depth Inside Edition report.
Turns out only 8 restaurants in the country are even authorized to sell Kobe beef.
Of course, they have to have sizzling meat in the background.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care what the news is. If you put sizzling meat sounds behind it, I don't care what you're talking about. I will listen to everything.
Smells so good.
That is, like, I need that. That gets me so
That fun. Should be your, like, white noise when you fall asleep.
Even just Allie, tell one of your boring stories you like to tell on the show.
Oh, okay. So yesterday I decided to take it upon myself and install a fan. That was after I reorganized my garage.
Oh.
And I put in some of the furniture that we were going to get rid of. I couldn't sell it on OfferUp, so I decided to...
I can put up with it. I'm telling you, hearing that sizzle keeps me alive.
When Lisa Guerrero checked, she found plenty of other places that have it on their menu.
Now, the only thing Inside Edition does that I know about is they go around with black lights and they look at every hotel room on the planet to prove that there's either bed bugs or jizz. That's the big thing they do.
Yes,
right?
But they also do like fake Botox, fake Brazilian butt lifts.
They love that stuff.
Fake plastic surgeons and the fake veneers. Remember the veneer fairy and all that?
So now they've decided to figure out that we're spending too much. Omar, what's your favorite cut of meat in general? You're going to go to a steakhouse, you're going to order a steak. What do you go, ribeye?
Oh, I'm going to go prime rib probably.
Oh, wow.
Prime rib.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a very different experience than just ordering a traditional steak.
Yeah, slow cooked all day. Got to make sure you get one of the good pieces.
Horseradish,
the middle.
Too.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, well, these guys...
What about you, Klein? Are you a ribeye guy?
I used to be a bone-in ribeye guy. And I think the tomahawk's cool looking. I like the way that looks, but they usually really jack up the price on that. I think now I've gone back to New York Strip. A well-cooked New York Strip. I love it. I think it's nothing better. But now... And by the way, when I do see... Because I've been to places that will have the... Steaks are never cheap at a restaurant, but then there are the... This is FU money. Like, this is where...
Especially in places like Vegas.
Vegas or L.A., New York. But they'll do those things where you have, like, the regular steaks, which will be anywhere from $50 to, you know, $80, $90. And then they'll have the steaks that start at $200. And you're like, who's doing that unless... Like, who's doing that and actually paying for it themselves? That's got to be a write-off, or it's got
to
be...
When we went to Fogo de Chao, they had all this meat that was included in the, like, basic price, but then they have separate meats.
Right.
And
the best
Jake
meat.
Wanted the separate meat.
Jake, of course Jake did. Wasn't fine with
it. It was the best. Everybody liked it.
Doesn't matter, Jake. All you can eat regular meat, and Jake needed the extra meat. And this is a guy that eats out of ashtrays, so let's point that out.
Stuff when I see good stuff.
Well, now apparently people are getting scammed with meats.
Kobe beef, the best of the best.
It's considered the tastiest beef money can buy. Japanese Kobe beef. How much is a single steak? As much as $600.
Oof.
Now,
that's probably
know.
So delicious.
I'm sure it's great. And I think I've had this before, but I also don't think, after hearing this, I don't think I have had it now.
Really?
Is
that the thing? Is there Kobe imposters?
Yes, there's a lot of people that claim it's Kobe or Wagyu or whatever, and then it's not that at all.
You heard right.
The best steak I've ever had.
Wow.
It really does melt in your mouth. That's amazing.
What sets this beef apart is the marbling.
See, it's pretty much, I think, like... For it to be real deal, it's almost the color. It's not even the color of steak. It's the color of fat. It's like white almost.
It's like the fat is like woven into the meat.
Yeah. It's almost at that point all fat. And everyone knows the best part of any piece of meat is that little fat grizzle.
Yeah, but you feel like a fatty if you're just eating the fat.
Right.
So you want it built into your steak so you feel like it's a delicacy.
Yeah, you have to hide the fat under like the meat so it looks
so don't make it seem like I'm just eating fat.
Right.
Now, fine restaurants everywhere are trying to jump on the craze for Kobe beef.
Because they can jack the price way up. People see that. And
you just
like,
say Kobe and then you can
right.
triple the price.
Can you believe Kobe burgers and Kobe hot dogs?
But how do you know if you order Kobe beef that you're getting the real deal?
In most cases, you're not.
This is what they're saying. Most times you think you've had Kobe beef. You say, oh, that's the best steak I ever had. Was it more? Yeah, it was more, but you know, a special occasion. Wasn't Kobe at all.
Yeah, but she said that they have Kobe burgers and Kobe hot dogs. I would not waste a Kobe experience on a hot dog or a burger at all. I would want it just in its purity.
Well, and that's where I think everyone's getting duped by the name.
In the entire United States, there are only 8 restaurants. 8
that sell certified Kobe beef.
And I had to eat steak at all of them.
It's just a cow named Kobe.
She's enormous now.
According to the Kobe Beef Association, this upscale restaurant on Long Island isn't one of them.
This is where they do their best
work. This is the microphone in the face stuff.
This is where they do the old...
This is the gotcha.
Gotcha. The knock, 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 knock. Hey, this is a delicious hamburger, but it doesn't taste like Kobe. Care to comment?
But no. I bet a lot of the imposters do it in the form of hot dogs and burgers because they feel like most people won't know the difference.
Right.
I would like to order the Kobe beef hot dog.
There's a little hidden microphone in the water glass there. We'll never see it coming.
They sell a Kobe hot dog for, get this, $17.
Ugh.
I love the hot dog.
I love the hot dog.
Yeah. Vanessa, I know how you feel about the Kobe hot dog. I know how you must love it.
I love the hot dog.
This is a Kobe beef hot dog?
Yes.
The manager there didn't want to talk to me.
That's how it is everywhere. It's everywhere.
She was so happy.
It's every time.
This happens every day.
They never wanted to talk to her.
Neither
I just
does.
Wanted to know if you were serving real Kobe beef in your Kobe beef hot dogs.
At the Wendy's.
He sounds so needy. I just want to know.
Yeah, please. They're also gonna
I've been on this story for months.
They're going to send me back to the Jizz Hotel. Please.
At the Wynn Hotel's SW Steakhouse in Las Vegas, the Kobe beef they sell is the real deal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've heard of that. That place is very fancy.
So that one is where you get the good stuff. Now, they explain, this story goes on for way too long, but I will, if you care. It's another, Allie, I'm telling you, it's 5 more minutes
long. Are you kidding? Yeah, what else is there to say?
They're going
to
explain what makes it really Kobe.
According to the Kobe Beef Association.
A lot of checking with the Kobe Beef Association. But this
They're
is,
like, why does this lady keep emailing us? Go away.
At the Wynn Hotel's SW Steakhouse in Las Vegas, the Kobe beef they sell is the real deal.
When guests are out there buying things that are absolutely exclusive and expensive, then there needs to be a little truth in menu.
Don't you think it's misleading customers?
It is misleading.
What makes Kobe beef so expensive?
What makes it? Allie, what makes Kobe beef so expensive?
I think it's the diet, isn't it?
The diet of the cow?
Yeah.
That's what you believe. Omar, any guesses? Why is Kobe beef so expensive?
Oh, yeah, it's all about the cow, how they're fed, and how they're, kept, yeah.
It's not just the diet, apparently. These cows that produce the world's greatest tasting meat are given the greatest life ever up until the part where they are executed for their meat.
When are they executed? Is it like a year mark?
I don't know if it's a specific time, but listen to how they live their life.
It comes from the Hyogo region of Japan, where purebred Kobe cattle are raised with a special diet. Their life here is, well, splendid. The cattle are so pampered, they get rub downs and even have cooling fans to remain comfortable.
Wow.
So they get like massaged all day. You're a cow, you're living a good life, you're like, man, thank God, I'm one of the good cows. They get massages all day, every day, making them all
tender.
You're
like, I'm not at one of those cow farms off the five.
Yeah, and then one other guy looks over at his buddy, he's like, hey, this is a pretty good life we got. He's like, yeah. He's like, hey, where are you off to? Like, I don't know. This is the movie.
We'll find out, I guess.
Because I'm going to Vegas.
Wait, would you live that life if you knew that there was going to be an early end date, but you had the best life you were ever going to have?
Yeah, that's like
and you would get massaged every day and have cooling fans.
That's like the Diddy story right there. Almost exactly. Guy had a great life full of massages, and now...
I bet he bought a lot of Kobe.
Now he's living the worst life ever.
Yeah.
So, thank you for your in-depth undercover reporting. Just when we thought the election was the only news we were going to get, we got the insight into the Kobe beef scams happening aplenty.
Yes, and thank you, Kobe cows, for dying for us.
Yeah, apparently you're delicious. We'll never know. We've only had the fake ones. But there you have it. We will give your Chili Peppers a look at the gayest football highlights from the weekend. And then we'll do some takeaways before we turn things over to the great Nicole Alvarez, who will give you a lot of nonstop K-Rock in your 90s at noon. That's all happening after this on KRO.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, cute. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. There's a lot of football action that happened yesterday. We were all watching it for different reasons. Of course, Alley likes to look at it quite differently, and some of the listeners now are forced to look at it quite differently as well. They used to watch football like the rest of us, get on the couch, nice 10 a.m. Sunday morning, never get off the couch again. But then gay sports ruined everything.
God damn it, Alley, sitting here on my couch watching football like I do every Sunday, and I can't watch this the same anymore, seeing the gayest sports highlights of the week. Love you guys. Keep it up.
It's hard to watch any highlight of any game without thinking to yourself, is Allie going to go ahead and replay this Monday morning?
The gold for the weekend. Here is the win for the gayest sports highlight.
And just too much penetration inside by Odangbo.
Story of my life, baby. Too much penetration. Oh, oh, yeah. All right. Great Sunday.
People love sending us their own finds for Allie's gayest sports highlights.
Yeah, someone actually texted me the other day and said, I heard one at 4:05 left in the third. Reed wasn't sure how sore Hunt would be after last week's load.
Oh, man. That is
so some of them I can't even access.
Yeah, some of them we...
They're just too gay.
They pull them and they delete them from the NFL archives. And now it's time. You know when they always say you can never repurpose these games for without the express written consent of the NFL? I think this is exactly what they're talking about right here.
Yeah.
Here are the gayest sports highlights from the week.
Someone at the top of the screen is going to come.
That's exactly what's happening.
But these guys are going to meet at the goal line. They got a date.
Chubb looking for a seam.
Marcus May had a good shot at him and couldn't get him. Too straight.
Caught! Rico Dowdle, the juggling high wire act.
Cedric Tillman, speaking of transformations, what a piece he's become.
I think he's really 5'7". He's 5'9 with a helmet and cleats, okay?
Okay.
But he ain't small, let me tell you that.
The offensive coordinator loves him inside that number two position.
There isn't room with him in there. Not for three people.
He just shot in, pinched it, tried to see if he could blow that chance to get into that open hole.
You said they're intense but classy.
Get these big boys up front, let them eat.
I guess it's contagious. I don't know what's going on.
These have been the gayest sports highlights from this week.
Very good.
Very, and it can only get gayer.
It gets gayer every week. We'll do takeaways from today's show. Turn things over to the great Nicole Alvarez. You want to join us for takeaways? 800-520-1067. That's next. All right, that'll do it for us. Get out of here. Nicole Alvarez, 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, 90s at noon. It all starts soon. And hopefully more surprises in the near future. Tomorrow we'll have more Kings tickets for you. Some other stuff we have in store for you as well. It's election day, so I'm sure we'll find some stickers here. We'll be giving away stickers all show long. We got old K-Rock stickers. Johnny's got a whole collection. Some old Klein Alley show stickers. Probably some Kevin and Beat. We got a lot of stickers floating around. You like stickers. Yes. Tomorrow's going to be the day for you to get stickers.
That's how a lot of the employees here get paid.
We're going to sticker you up. Random stuff from bands that don't even exist anymore. I feel like we got those stickers. So stickers all show long tomorrow. It's the adult's favorite day to get stickers. It's Tuesday, election day. Takeaways for today's show. What do we got?
213 My Takeaways, R.I.P. Quincy Jones, legendary artist, producer, and Kevin Klein groupie.
He was my biggest fan. And that is weird to say, but I'll post some of that stuff later that he gave me. But man, I have a whole show. I wonder if that stuff went up in value. Now I should think about that.
What a true friend.
A lot of
a lot of things he signed for me. I should.
What a nice guy. I'm going to sell. I'm trying to make money off of
it. I'll try to unload that pretty quickly.
310, my takeaway is it seems like every chair in the corner of a hotel room is made for Allie.
Yeah, she can just sit and watch her wife and the yoga instructor do what they do.
Sounds nice, actually. 626, my takeaway is thank you, pedos, for daylight saving time.
Hey, we learned that from Engineer Jim. Thanks.
818, Obamas are just as bad at coming up with Netflix shows as Klein is.
We're all the same.
818, sizzling meat will always have Klein's undivided attention. 562, Bill Cosby liked jazz and jizz. Mm-hmm. 5951, for adults, our playground is the bar. Yes. And 626, my takeaway is Allie is teaching her son to hit women. That's not true.
Well, that's why you said what you said. You can't take
good
it.
Good times, hitting women. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, she loves it. Guys. She's not even enough to
all
say
right.
Good times.
Wow, and we're out of time.
No, we're not.
And
we
we're
just,
done now.
Just enough time to play that clip one more time.
And I don't condone
good times, hitting women.
Any domestic violence. Nope. No domestic violence. No. Hmm. All done.
You didn't really commit to the no domestic violence.
All done.
You committed to the first quote.
Okay.
All right, what's your takeaway for today's show, Jay Thinner?
Cheese pie is better than cheesecake.
That is a fact. Earlier today on the show. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out the complete show wherever you get your podcast. Search Klein Alley Show. Video clips up on YouTube. You can find what we look like up there. See what the show looks like as it slowly devolves over the 4 hours at the K-Rock YouTube page. We've got a Facebook as well, I think, somewhere. And Instagram at Klein Alley Show. Lots of ways to keep abreast of what's going on here. That's right, I said abreast. Alley, takeaway?
My takeaway is Vanessa loves abreast.
That is true. She sure does. You were flirting. You hit on a woman this weekend, and we have proof. Omar, got a takeaway?
Ho, 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 Zempic.
That's right. Have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow and try to do it better. Stick around. More K-Rock next.
They feel that, you know, they feel that,